Mexican-American toddlers born in the U.S. lag behind their white counterparts when it comes to language and pre-literacy skills. That's the main finding of a new study by researchers at the University of California at Berkeley. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the reasons for this disparity are both worrisome and complicated.
The Institute of Human Development at UC Berkeley studied 4,550 Mexican-American children from birth to 30 months of age. At 9 months, these infants recognized words and gestures and had no trouble manipulating objects such as rattles or simple toys. But by age two, their vocabulary, the number of words they knew, and their overall pre-literacy skills lagged way behind. 4 out of 5 Mexican-American toddlers displayed a slower rate of growth than that of their white peers. In part, researchers say because Latino parents do not invite their kids to speak at an early age. Bruce Fuller, co-author of the study, says that does not mean Mexican-American parents are less nurturing.
But what the new findings show is that a lot of that warm parenting is not necessarily infused with rich language, with questioning kids, with giving kids cognitive challenges.
So, by age 2.5, the gap between Mexican Americans and whites is significant, as much as 5 months. Children whose mothers are foreign-born fall the farthest behind. Only 28% of these mothers said they read to their child daily, compared to 59% of white mothers. White mothers are more likely to encourage pre-literacy skills earlier. Fuller says this raises sensitive questions about parenting, especially among poor foreign-born parents.
Well, it's certainly not a function simply of material poverty, but I think it is a weakness of parenting in the U.S. context. In school, kids are rewarded to process symbols and mathematical tasks quite quickly. So it's within the U.S. context and the school context that some of these parenting practices are not up to snuff.
It's not necessarily that they don't know how to parent.
Researcher Selma Kahl works for Child Trends. She says two factors are key in the development of toddlers.
Family income and the education of the mother. If the mother is working as well as the father, they will be more likely to provide the sorts of things that children may need.
That's actually one of the study's more intriguing findings. Bruce Fuller says Mexican-American children showed more robust growth if their moms worked outside the home.
Mothers working outside the home are exposed to more middle-class forms of parenting. They're talking with fellow workers, co-workers, about how they question their kids, how they introduce kids to educational TV, maybe digital media.
Fuller says it's the kind of exposure that helps assimilation and leads to innovative parenting. The full study appears in the Hispanic Journal of Behavioral Sciences. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.